Hi, I'm Dominic Encinas, leader of The Heart. I want to welcome you to The Heart Podcast. Thank you for letting us be a small part in your journey of faith. I hope this message today encourages you and strengthens you. Big things can happen when we expect God to move, so I pray today that God would speak to you through this message. We are in week three of our message series called Simply Rest. Sorry, it's called Rest. Simply Rest. And what we have done over the last couple of weeks is kind of dug into what rest is in our society, at least kind of where we live on the globe. It's hard to find rest. Everybody's so busy. We have so many things to do, so many tasks to accomplish, so many things to get done at work, and then we're done with work. We have so many things to get done at home, and then it's even worse if you're in school, because you go to school all day long, and then you have, here's all your homework. It's like we're training our kids to be workaholics, right? Like, well, you were here for 9 hours, but you also have more work to do at home. And so there's just so many things that get in the way of us being able to rest. So how do we rest? So the first couple of weeks, we kind of dug into this idea of rest being peace, right? If we can let ourselves be at peace, then we're letting ourselves be at rest. So if we can find that peace, and it has to be, you know, what peace means to you, right? Some people, what peace means to them doesn't mean the same thing to the others. We have a few of our friends, or she was just up here a moment ago, Crystal. Her heart is at the beach. She loves the beach, right? She'll talk about it all the time. Anytime she gets some time off of work, she'll drive down to the beach and get the wind in her hair and the sand, and that just stresses me out. I do not find peace at the beach. I'm like, there's sand everywhere. I can't get it out of my, you know. I'm going to get sand in my Vans. You know, it's the only kind of shoes I have. I don't have beach shoes, you know. I don't find peace at the beach. So it's not one particular thing that's going to give you peace. You got to be able to find what it is. That's part of the journey, right? That's part of the intention, is finding that peace. Well, today, what I want to talk with you about is how to do that, how to achieve that peace, how to find that peace, how to get to that peace, how to get to that rest. Now, I got to tell you, it's not the way to get there. It's a way to get there. Because like I said, there are many, many different things that might bring you peace and might not. And there's going to be a million different paths to get to those things. But I want to talk about something that you're probably familiar with, that's something that you've probably practiced before, and I want to invite you to practice again, and that is gratitude. Being grateful. And that might sound a little bit cheesy. It might even sound a little Christian. Sorry about that. But when is the last time you took time to be grateful? And I'm not accusing you. It's not an indictment. I was asking myself the same question. When's the last time I took time to be grateful? Because it's kind of the nature of things, right? You're used to your life. And if you're used to your life or to your routine or whatever, you start to notice things that you don't have. You forget what you do have. You can have a fridge full of food, and you're like, you know what I don't have, though, is a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Am I right? You know what I don't have? Is a double meat, double cheese Whataburger, the Berg, as we call it. Right? We're driving around in a car that works, but you know what we don't have is the newer version of that car. Oh. They're always coming out with newer versions. We have a phone that works, gets internet. We can text, call, do all of our work, Instagram, TikTok, whatever your thing is. But you know what you don't have? The one that just came out. You don't have that one. Unless you're Dominic, then you have every single new one that comes out. I have no peace. When's the last time you took time to be grateful? Because you know what gratitude does? Before we get to the verse today, you know what gratitude does? I wrote this down. Gratitude leads to peace. Here's why. It leads to peace because it shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting something, okay? There's nothing wrong with desiring something you don't have, right? This isn't a message where desiring is evil and you should only want what you have in front of you. But what gratitude can do is it can lead to peace. It is a road to peace. It's not the path to peace, okay? It is a path to peace, a road to rest, because it shifts our focus. That's what I love about this, is a simple perspective change can take you from feeling everything that you lack to appreciating everything that you have. Nothing can change, right? You can be in the same seat, the same chair, the same situation, and all of a sudden everything looks different because you choose to shift your focus instead of what we lack to what we have. So I want to read a particular verse today, and you might be familiar with this verse, and that's okay. I want to read Philippians, the book of Philippians, which is actually a letter written by a man named Paul. He wrote a letter to a group of people, and probably people like us who heard about this Jesus person and are interested in this new way of believing, this new way of approaching faith, this new way of understanding who God might be, and are trying to find their way along the journey. So this group of people who's trying to find their way, they get this letter from Paul, and he writes to encourage them and, you know, keep up the good work. Here's some things you can do to practice your walk with Jesus. And what's amazing about it, if I take time to think about it, it blows my mind, is that 2,000 years later, thousands of years later, you and I can read that same letter and apply it to our life. That's the juice that's in there. So I want to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. So if you look this up later, if you're looking it up on your phone or whatever, you might have a different version of the Bible. That's okay. Okay, so check this out. He says, don't worry about anything. I personally don't like that part because I'm really good at it. I feel like it's sometimes out of context, the don't worry about anything. Because of course we're going to worry. When I was a kid, I think I've shared this before, but when I was a kid, my grandma, my mom's mom, I used to call her my little grandma. I had little grandma, little grandpa, big grandma, big grandpa. And she would say, every time I'd go visit her, when I would leave, she would say, be good so they won't get mad at you. All the time. Be good so they won't get mad at you. And I was like, that's impossible. Be good so they won't get mad at you. So this don't worry about anything. This is just me, okay? So I have the microphone, so get ready, okay? That don't worry about anything. You know what that does for me is it kind of, I feel a little bit locked in. I feel a little bit like, well, what if I do worry? Because it doesn't say try not to worry, right? It doesn't say when you worry, do this. It says don't worry. So maybe it's just for me, but I just want to give you permission and maybe myself permission to not get stuck in that don't worry. Let's give ourselves the whole verse, right? The whole context. Okay, so let's do it again. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Instead of worrying, what if you shifted your focus? You see it? What if you shifted your focus from worrying to being thankful? Right? Watch what he says again. Instead, pray about everything, tell God what you need, and thank him for all he has done. Instead of worrying, be thankful. When you take the time to worry, let it remind you to also be thankful. Because if we take the time to worry and we let that turn into being thankful, according to Paul here, in this context, what we experience is peace. And it's not just peace. It's God's peace. It's a supernatural peace. It's not just a peace where your phone's not buzzing in your pocket. You get a little bit of rest. It's God's peace. Peace for your soul. Rest for your heart. Not just a break from work, not just a break from problems. I'm talking about real rest. That's what this series is about, is finding that real rest that we need. And so I love this in here, where it's a simple focus shift. Instead of worrying, be thankful. Instead of focusing on what you lack, focus on what you have, and watch God's peace get into your heart. Watch God's peace get into your soul, and you will experience rest. Now, like I said, it is not the road to rest, right? It's not the path to peace, but it is a path. It is a road. And so if you've been thinking about a way to maybe find that rest, to find that peace, and you don't know what steps to take, well, let me tell you, let's start today with gratitude. Because I'm sure, I'm positive, even if you're a super positive person, would anybody identify as a super positive person? Put your hand up. I'm not putting my hand up. I'm just being a guide. Okay, a few people. Super positive, super positive. Well, isn't that good for you? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that to attack you. What I was going to say is even the super positive people can think of something that's not going their way. Even someone who is super positive can have days or hours or a few minutes where they just complain about what they don't have. It should have gone this way. This customer service wasn't good. I had to park way out. You know, my paycheck didn't come in on time. Whatever it is. And I don't mean complain and like whiny. I mean, we have complaints. Things don't go our way. Even if we're super positive, we can think of things that we don't have, that we lack. But what if, not all the time, not every situation, but we made it a practice to say, when I start to worry, I'm going to let that remind me to be grateful. Not to bypass it, okay? Last year, we did a series called Spiritual Bypass. Or was that 2 years ago? 3 years ago. Look it up. We did a series called Spiritual Bypass, and we talked about the danger of bypassing those things, right? So we don't want to step around it and say, okay, we're just going to pretend not to worry. That's not what I mean. I'm not talking about pretending it's not there. I'm not talking about pretending not to worry. I'm saying it's there. There's things that you lack. But you don't have to focus on the things that you lack. In fact, I wrote this down for you too. If every day there is an opportunity, if every day there is an opportunity to be worried, then every day there is an opportunity to be grateful. We choose the focus. Or maybe that should say, you choose the focus. Every day there's something that you lack. Every day there's something that we don't have, that we wish we could have. Every day there's something that we could say, you know what I've been wanting? And you go to Amazon, you're like, let me show you. You know what I really need? I don't want it. I need it. If every day there is something to be worried about, if every day there is something that you can say that you lack, then that means you have the exact same opportunity to be grateful for what you do have. And I don't mean this in the guilty sense, right? Oh, you should feel guilty. Like you should start to feel guilty. Like, oh, come on, you can't complain. Look at all you have. Don't say what you don't have. Look at all that you do have. Come on, don't be like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about a real practice, a true practice of being grateful. Some days it's easy, right? Some days it's easy to be grateful for what you have. As some of you obviously know, and if you don't, I am a huge fan of the Vans brand. Vans, if you're listening, you can sponsor us as a church. And so all of the shoes that I wear all of the time, are Vans. This shirt, I didn't plan this for today, but this shirt happens to be Vans. These socks, Vans. When I go work out, I wear my Vans shoes. I wear a Vans shirt. And I have a Vans backwards hat on. That is all true. And so I enjoy it, whatever. That's kind of my thing, right? Whatever. Well, I'm at work the other day, and I have a pair of white Vans. Well, they were white when I bought them, but they're aged, you know. Some of us, as we age, we're not as pretty as we used to be. I'm speaking for myself. I did. Some of us are even prettier. You're welcome. We really got off track there. And a friend of mine, or one of the people at work, I guess he likes Vans too, and he's like, wow, you really don't care about your Vans, do you? And I was like, what? He's like, man, these are really, really dirty. And all of a sudden I look down, and they've never looked dirtier in my life. In an instant, my perspective shifted from these are some of my favorite Vans to these are a garbage can. And I never want to be seen in them again. And I'm going to burn them when I get home. All in an instant, I was suddenly wildly ungrateful for the Vans that I had on my feet. That is how quickly our perspective can shift. So, if our perspective can shift that quickly in the negative, then that means we have the same opportunity for it to shift that quickly towards the positive. Because you know what happened? I got home. This is true. I said, I need to go to Vans this weekend and buy a new pair of white shoes. So I went to the Vans outlet. I walked in, and I'm here for one thing. I need a size 11.5 of the classic whites with the cushy sole. Go get them for me, girlfriend. I can't remember her name. So she goes to the back. She's like, we do not have them in 11.5. I can never be seen in those shoes again. So you know what I did? Is they didn't have them. She's like, we can see if you have them online. And you can order them online and we can ship them to you. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay. I like my shoes. And so I let myself shift my focus back to like, you know what? I'm grateful for the shoes that I have. Yeah, I'll get some new ones. I'll get some clean ones, whatever, when I want to. But I will not be pushed into getting new white Vans. I let my perspective shift a little bit. Now, maybe shoes are a little bit silly, and Vans, talking about your own Vans, shoes are a little bit silly, but where in your life are you letting the focus of what you lack, the focus of where you're worried, the focus of what you don't have, the focus that things are going wrong, what you used to have that you don't anymore, what you wish you had but you don't, where are you letting that take over? Because those thoughts over and over and over again, they steal our peace. They steal our peace and we can't rest. How can you possibly think to be able to rest if you're constantly focused on what you don't have? How can we find peace if we're constantly worried about what might be? You know what gratitude does is gratitude brings you to here, to this moment. Not mistakes that you made, not what's in front of you that you don't know, but to this moment, right now, right here, with the people in this room, with where you're at in life, in your journey of faith, in your parenting, in your marriage, in your relationships, at work. What is going on right now? That's what gratitude does, is it brings you back to center, to now. Last thing I wrote down for you is this. We find peace through gratitude because it encourages us to find joy in the present moment rather than worrying about the future. What if we were grateful for just this present moment? I'm not going to pray yet, but I do want you to close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Even if you're on the computer, Jason, you too. Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes, and I'm going to do it too. What if right now we were grateful just to be indoors? We don't have to be outside. What if right now we were grateful for the guitar that we were able to hear? In this moment right now, you're grateful for the person you're sitting next to. Maybe you're lucky enough to be sitting next to someone that you love very deeply. What if we were grateful for just that? What if we were grateful for the hectic mess that you think your life is, but you made it here today to maybe lean a little bit more into your faith, to maybe try something new that you haven't tried before? What if we were grateful in this moment? Not for what God has done, because you can be. Not for what God will do, because you can be. But what if right now in this moment we were grateful for who God is now? For what he is doing in us now. What if we were grateful for the breath that we take without even thinking about it? What if we shifted our focus to this present moment and found joy, found hope, and found peace? Open our eyes. I'm not saying you need to go home and meditate or, you know, become Buddhist or whatever. But what if this week, every day, this is what I want you to do. Every day this week, I want you to take a minimum of 30 seconds. Set a timer on your phone. 30 seconds. And just say things that you are grateful for. Say something that you're grateful for. And if you're brave enough and maybe you've practiced gratitude before, maybe you can, next time you worry about something, let that be a trigger to say what you're also grateful for. Not to bypass it, not to pretend. But to say, if there's an opportunity to worry, that means there's an opportunity to be grateful. If there is something that I lack, that means I can focus on something also that I have. So I want to challenge you. I am going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge myself 30 seconds a day, minimum. 30 seconds. I'm going to, you know, let's put it on, even on a lower shelf. One thing a day that you're grateful for. Just one thing a day that you're grateful for. And see if it shifts your perspective. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But as you practice, that's what faith is all about, is this practice. That's what we're all doing. Come on, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take steps. Watch your perspective shift. I don't know what's going on in your life, but in my life, I need a perspective shift. I have days where I feel stuck. I have days where I feel unseen. I have days where I feel like nobody's thinking about me, nobody cares. And it takes a perspective shift. You know, it'll be like, man, no one's checked in on me all day. And I'll have 4 text messages from people saying, how you doing? Besides them, no one's checked in on me. What if I was grateful for those 4 friends? Instead of focusing on the text that didn't come in, right? That's a practice I want for you this week. And if you decide to never do it again after this week, perfectly fine. But the challenge is for you to do it this week, every day, one thing that you are grateful for. Okay, now you can close your eyes again. I'm going to pray for us. With your eyes closed and your heads bowed, I want to give you this challenge. And I want you to raise your hand if you're going to do this challenge with me this week. If you're going to say, Dom, every day this week, I'll say one thing I'm grateful for. If you're going to do that, on the count of 3, put your hand up and leave it there. 1, 2, 3, put it up real quick just so I can see it. Okay, put it down. Let's be grateful together this week. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for what you are doing in our life at this present moment. God, help us to remember to be present, to find the joy, to find the peace. I pray that when worrying comes our way, when lack, when we start to think of what we lack, that you would remind us of what we have. You would remind us to be thankful, to be grateful, so that we can experience your peace, so that we can experience rest. The rest that our soul needs, the rest that our spirit needs, the rest that our heart needs. So we love you, and we pray that in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Heart Podcast. At The Heart, we like to say you don't have to go to church here to go to church here. That means you are already part of the community just by listening to the message today. If today's message connected with you, we want to invite you to share it with someone who may benefit from it. We would love to be a part of your journey of faith. Please visit us online at www.theheart.church/next to see what your next step may be. And if you live near San Marcos, Texas, we would like to invite you to visit us in person this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember to be bold this week and connect with those around you. It's how your relationships grow and how your faith grows.